Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer. It's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Jeremy James, who's co-author of a back book, The Whole Body Plan to Conquer Back Pain Forever. Good morning, Dr. James.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm curious where you're calling from. Is it Aspen?
I'm currently in New York City. I do live in Aspen, though.
Okay. And I wanted also to tell you that our studio here has a stand-up operation, so I am not sitting in a chair while conducting this interview, but I am actually, as I am whenever I operate any of the consoles here, I'm standing up.
Would love to touch on that. That's generally a good thing.
Well, I just will precede your discussion by saying I came across a book by Dr. James Levine, Move a Little, Lose a Lot. And as a result, in our home, we have stand-up stations whenever we're using a computer. So I tend to not sit very much. But let's get to your book. I was fascinated by the story as you relate it about your early life, your family's involvement with medicine, and your involvement with back pain. Maybe for listeners who haven't yet had a chance to look at the book, you could summarize a little bit of how you first encountered this thing called back pain.
Sure. So, you know, I grew up in a very traditional medical household. My father and grandfather are both medical doctors, and my mom and her sister were nurses. My uncle was a pharmaceutical rep. So I was very steeped in traditional medical culture, if you will. I started having debilitating back pain as a young man and went through the traditional medical route and had very little success. It was frustrating. Nothing worked for very long. If I did get some relief, you know, it didn't last. And so ultimately, I did get some help from a chiropractor. And although that chiropractor didn't teach me the important things about exercise and behavioral change that I would learn down the road, he did give me some relief. So I went and got an education in that route, and after I got out of chiropractic school, I developed my own protocol, which is a combination of behavioral change and exercise, and we've had great success with it, with treating people with back and neck pain.
Ah, very good. I was impressed with the way in which, as I read through the book, you were able to work with Chris Crowley in providing your perspective, and then he would come in with his perspective. I'm curious about, was this the first time you have done something of that sort in terms of writing?
It was. You know, I met Chris Crowley, who wrote the original, co-authored the original Younger Next Year book with Harry Lodge, who's a New York doctor. I met him in Aspen, and he used to bring retreats out to Aspen for the Younger Next Year book, and he called them the Younger Next Year retreats, and I got to know him. And I had read the book and loved it, and I realized that our approaches, our philosophies were very similar. The original Younger Next Year book's basic point was that you could avoid most of the terrible stuff associated with aging till the very end of your life if you do certain lifestyle and behavioral changes. And that's basically how I approach back pain. Most of it can be avoided. If you do have it, most of it can be fixed, the vast majority of it, by changing the way you live, the way you sit, stand, move, work, etc., and by doing some exercise. And so it was a natural fit, and we had a wonderful time writing it, and we've become very good friends.
Beautiful. You've talked about behavior change, and I know that you yourself had gone through a process. You described some incidents where your behavior had sort of slipped away, describing in one case about with back pain. What did you learn about changing behavior and maintaining it that you share with readers in your book?
Yeah, by behavioral change, we mean everything that I touched on a minute ago, the way that you sit, stand, work, play, etc. You know, back back health, spine health, is like heart health or the health of your teeth. You brush your teeth every day. You're supposed to eat right and do cardiovascular exercise for heart health. Your back is the same. You have to live in a way that promotes healthy behavior for your back. And part of that is exercise, and part of that is the way that you move and carry yourself. And all of it's important, and it's a lifelong change, and you have to keep at it. If you just do the stuff in the book, like we tell you, until your back feels a little bit better, and then you go back to your old lifestyle, guess what? You're going to end up needing the book again. So it's a total change you have to make. It's not that hard. It just requires, you know, the right information for most people, and they can do it. This stuff isn't, you know, your spine is a very complicated set of tissues and nerves and bones, but keeping it healthy isn't that complicated. It's actually pretty simple.
So what suggestions would you have for listeners about beginning, I mean, other than reading the book, taking the book and going through, for beginning such a transformation in their lives?
You know, the easiest one for people that spend their day sitting is to move. You know, most of the negative effects of sitting happen after about 20 to 30 minutes and increase the longer that you sit. So if you work at a desk, just move every 15 or 20 minutes. If you can get up and walk and get a drink of water, go talk to a coworker, do that. If you're unable to get up out of the chair for some reason and you have to stay seated, then shift around. Lean to one side. Lean to the other side in another 15 minutes. Slouch forward for 15 minutes. Every time you do that, you're changing the part of your back that's under the pressure of your body weight when you sit. And that's a good thing. You don't want the same part of your back under pressure for hours on end. That's how degenerative disc problems happen. That's how disc bulges happen, etc. So one easy thing to do for most people, just move.
I like that. I have found that in the last few years, as I've adopted a stand-up activity, both at a workstation. If I'm working with a computer, I rarely sit down before it. My own experience has been that I'm much more alert to begin with, and I find myself able, even at meetings, sometimes to stand up rather than to be sitting at a lengthy meeting, and I am able to participate. So that's my own personal experience, but I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for people who are faced with the need to, or apparent need to, sit a lot of the time.
You know, it's like I just said, shifting your position, even maintaining perfect sitting posture for hours on end, is not a good thing. So changing the position of your back that's underneath the load. Let me back up. So if we sit down in a chair, most of the force of your body weight is directed through one specific part of your lumbar spine. And the forces in a seated position are much higher than any other position of your body. So as you sit there, if you stay in one position, one part of your one lumbar disc is under all of that load. And it can only withstand that for so long. And for most people, that's not more than 20 or 30 minutes before changes start to happen in that disc. So leaning to one side, putting one leg over the other, propping a foot up on the desk, extending your back, slouching your back, anything you can do to change that one little part of your back that's under load is enormously helpful.
Okay. We're coming to the end of this interview, and I'm wondering if you have any last comments for listeners.
You know, I think the most important thing, if you have back pain, is to know that it's not some arbitrary affliction or a disease that has affected you for no reason. Almost all cases, over 90%, it's because of the way that you're living your life, something that you're doing that ultimately you can change and fix. Drugs can't do it for you. Surgery can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Jeremy James for sharing comments about his book, The Younger Next Year Back Book, The Whole Body Plan to Conquer Back Pain Forever. And I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.